I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. In Pakistan, the Supreme Court is charging the country's prime minister, Yousuf Raza Gilani, with contempt of court. The charge comes after Gilani refused to obey a court order to ask Swiss authorities to reopen a corruption case against Pakistan's president. The court's actions have raised the stakes at a time when the government is also facing pressure from Pakistan's military. And it's raising questions about whether the court is overstepping its boundaries and threatening the country's stability. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
The district court in the city of Rawalpindi looks more like a bazaar. There are lots of crowds and outdoor stalls. But the merchants here are selling legal services, a man taking affidavits, another copying documents for files. In this chaotic maze of buildings and alleyways, the way to find the actual courtrooms is to look for the lines, long lines. Safraz Mahmood is here waiting for his day in court, and he says he's been waiting for a very long time.
The court system is very slow. 5-6 years I'm coming here. That case may be 1 year, it takes 5-6 years.
You're saying that a case that should have taken 1 year has taken five or six years,
yes.
Mahmoud says he's come to court hundreds of times to try to resolve a dispute with his nephew over a parcel of land. He must travel far to get here, and it costs him time and money. Down another lane, lawyer Imran Abbasi goes over a file with a client in his one-man office. No grandeur here, just a single desk, a few chairs, and a lawyer who's fed up with overloaded courts that he says are leading to injustice. Abbasi cites the case of one client, charged over 2 years ago with murder, who's still far from knowing when he'll have his trial.
One day, one counsel, one advocate is not present. The other date, the other opponent counsel was advocate is not present. One day, the police did not bring the accused from the jail. One day, the learned magistrate is on leave.
Then there's the other problem, highlighted, says Abbasi, in the court that deals only with anti-corruption cases. He says he can't get anything done there without paying bribes.
This is disastrous for our system. Corruption is at peak in that court.
For Abbasi, there's not only frustration. There's an acute sense of disappointment and betrayal. In 2009, he was one of hundreds of lawyers arrested for demanding the reinstatement of the sacked Supreme Court Justice Iftikhar Chowdhury. Chowdhury got his job back, but critics like Abbasi say the Chief Justice is now so focused on fighting battles with the government, he's ignoring the problems he should be addressing within the justice system. Others blame the government.
Frankly speaking, the system and democracy cannot function if the institutions continue to clash like this.
Anis Jalani is a senior lawyer based in Islamabad. Jalani has watched as the Chief Justice steered the court into unfamiliar territory, protecting the little guy. Chowdhury's court has intervened in cases involving discrimination and municipal planning decisions. Just a few days ago, the court announced it was demanding answers surrounding the deaths of more than 100 people given tainted heart medicine. Jalani says Chowdhury is only doing what needs to be done to hold the government to account.
Where he feels that things are going out of control and the government is unable to handle the situation, he intervenes. And he has this nag of grabbing and realizing the correct opportunity. So you can say he has his hand on people's pulse and he knows what people want.
But it's rulings like today's contempt notice against the prime minister that are setting the court on a collision course with the government. In conspiracy-rich Pakistan, some believe the court is doing the military's bidding, a military that has had its own clashes with the government. Jalani discounts that, along with critics who say unelected judges are overstepping their authority.
Someone has to intervene, and I think it's much better for the court to intervene than the armed forces.
For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Rawalpindi.